Blog Talk Radio.
My mama once said, take your time, young man. I heard my mama say, don't you rush to get old. My mama once said, live your life, live your life.
It's your boy Lo Diggs, man. Chi-Town's best.
Compton's finest, hooking up with Chi-Town. Yeah, back to the west side. You know.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. Mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Get down, miss what I said to my mama. Before I left my hometown Chicago, when alone, that's what my cousin said to me. Right before we hit the traffic, pushed the G. Now we pushed away in Texas, pushed away in Georgia, pushed away in now we pushed away in Florida. Worked my way to the whole East Coast and back round to Chi-Town. Mama said, Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. Mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mother Haitian, father is Dominican. So I get someone in a million. Push weight, watch I dry like amphibian. Money gets me high like adrenaline. So they hustle, you hustle, ganja. We hustle, flex, hustle, my so when they can go pop, these people stop. And everybody look around, screaming, mama. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like funny. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money.
Always had dreams of M16s, colors and screens of fucking his knees and shit. Tahoe's and 24s, jet skis and shit. Who else gon' feed my motherfucking seeds and shit? Mom said, make me proud, make something love yourself. Don't let the cracker trap your ass, put you back up on the shelf. I'm trying to see dough, fuck my PO and the DA. I got a few gallons, yo, I'm headed up to VA. And I ain't talking Aquafina. I dip you a stick, you move, walk like Michael Jackson and beat it. Take the game back to freedom, they done set my ass free. I'm on some backhand up a bitch like Sugar Free. When I'm breezing through the streets, I keep a gun long as Compton Boulevard. If there's problems, yo, I promise it's gon' bark. Champagne wishes, caviar. Dreams, head grenades and man stitches just handed out to your teens.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who.
Mama.
Welcome to the show. Can a player play your boy Pretty Tony in the building? That was my man Lo Diggs. Mama said. World Movement Records in the building. I started off the show with that song for a reason. Welcome to the show, everybody. Let me say that first and foremost. I want to say it's February, you know, Black History Month. And I just wanted to send a shout out to all my people out there, all races, but especially, you know what I mean, my chocolate sisters and brothers, my brown sisters and brothers, everybody. It's just universal love, man. Today's show is called Segregation in Our Schools. Really? Ladies and gentlemen, I can't even believe in the 21st century we're still talking about it, but that's one of the reasons I started off the show with that song, because hip-hop was born of anger in the urban cities. Hip-hop was born of the pain and the aimlessness that a lot of young black youth, brown youth felt, and they needed something to express themselves. That's why a lot of hip-hop songs are angry, or they might be cussing involved, because that's the way we get things out that we feel on the inside. And that's what we're here to talk about for a little bit. Today's show is only going to run about 30 minutes, but we're glad you're with us. Your boy Pretty Tony rolling, you know. The usual suspects will be with me in a minute, you know. For everybody that's on the switchboard, if you want to holler at your boy, please remember to press the number 1 so you can join in, and we'll keep the show rolling. You know what I'm saying? I want to read a quick little snippet from my man, Cornel West. It is easy to think that somehow, because there's been relative progress for a significant number of black people, that there has been some kind of fundamental transformation. Therefore, we lose sight of the degree to which the history of the New World Africans in this hemisphere has been affected for the last 400 years. This effect still affects us all. We want to speak to the realities of young brothers and sisters who are wrestling with self-hatred, self-doubt, self-violation, self-destruction, and self-flagellation. You see it in chocolate cities all across the board. The words of my man, Dr. Cornel West. And that is why we're talking about segregation in our schools today. Welcome to the show. K-Dizzle, what's happening, brother?
What's going on? What's going on, Pretty Tony? How you doing today?
I'm doing well, my brother, Lady Joy.
I'm here, babies.
Welcome, everybody, to the show.
She there, baby.
I'm here.
Yes, she is. I can't even believe, you know, and that's one of the things that's been heavy on my heart as we're celebrating Black History Month. And I ride for my people all the time, but I ride for universal love above all else. But without knowledge of myself, I can't love nobody else. And that's the game of life we're talking about right there. And somehow we're letting things creep back into being that have been beat back for years. Segregation in schools, and a lot of school districts are actually considering this. And
wow.
We're sitting idly by as it occurs. Lady Joe, I heard you mumble something. Go right ahead. You can take it for a moment.
That's jacked up because, you know, this being Black History Month, I look at it that if it wasn't for the black people in the world, you know, everybody, each race has their own faults and has their own whatever. But us being an African-American race, we have contributed so much to this society. And if it wasn't for us, the economy would be in big trouble. And I look at the fact that we really need to start respecting each other. You know, us being a major factor in the human race, we're always being watched, we're always being looked at. And think about that. Think about the things that you do. Think about the things that you say, because you have younger people that are looking up to us.
Hey, Tony.
And you know, they're mirroring themselves after us. So, you know, we just got to be on our game.
I got a whole nother viewpoint on this segregation thing, man. You know, and hopefully maybe one or two listeners out there might agree with me, but I don't see it necessarily being a bad thing. I mean, me personally, I mean, I was put in a white school coming to California early age because that was the best education available at the time. I didn't know anything about black history until it was almost time for me to get out of school. But right now, looking at the world as it lay, hey, we got the best know what I'm saying? We got the best lawyers. We got the best musicians. We got the best president. So it might not be so bad. Yeah, let them segregate us. I mean, we on the top of the food chain anyway. You know, really? I mean, they're trying to emulate us. We're not trying to emulate anybody. So, you know, if they want to play that game, play it fair. Don't start something they're not willing to play fair. You know what I mean? So it might not be necessarily a bad thing. We may be able to truly educate our kids on Black history. So,
yes,
you know,
sir,
I could see a lot of positive things that can come out of that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not looking at it like they're holding us back. You know, no, not that way. They can give us a hand up, you know what I'm saying, if they want to do it that way. So I'm not seeing it as all the way of a negative.
But I got to ask you this question. Segregating the children is one thing. They're not going to change the teachers. So if the Black teaching was never being taught in the first place, it is going to be the same teachers who never taught it in the first place doing the teaching.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, they would
so
have to. That's what I'm saying. You know, they would have to do it the right way if they're going to do it all the way, not partially. You know what I'm saying? If they're going to segregate you, give us Black, not give us. Because, see, there go again, that slave mentality. We're not asking nobody to give us anything. But if they're going to segregate, if they're going to play that game, then why shouldn't we have Black educators? And like Joy just so eloquently put a moment ago, Blacks have contributed a tremendous amount to this country. So why can't we have Black
educators?
My theory
of contention, brother, my esteemed colleague, my theory of contention is that one should be given the choice. One should not be told that we just gonna do it and y'all gonna like it. That is taking it back to a day and age where a lot of people around here talking about, oh, the Constitution. There was a time when the Constitution said that I, as a Black man, should not even be regarded as a human being. I should have been regarded as property. I should have been regarded as like a table in the house. Curtain, property. If one was given the choice to say, look, we have this idea and we think we should roll it, what do you think? I would wholeheartedly say, well, you know what? Let's sit down and look at this. And okay, maybe we should do this and maybe we should do that. But to be told by a predominantly white school district board.
Let me ask you a question. How many Blacks contributed to writing the Bill of Rights?
Yeah.
Hello, I didn't hear you.
I said none.
One more
Bill
time.
Of Rights. For who?
One more time?
None.
None.
Oh, okay.
Durr.
Well, then there lies the answer to your question.
You know what I mean? And let's go back to the Bill of Rights that we all so triumphantly hold up. Let's be on some real stuff. As it was written, it was never intended for chocolate brothers or cocoa brothers or Asian brothers, because at that time we were not even regarded as human beings.
Hmm.
There lies
Preach
the problem.
It.
So that is what I'm talking about. If you're going to have that discussion, let us sit and discuss. Because, as you said, if you're going to play that card, let's play it the right way. Because I, too, have a major, major issue with our educational system and stuff of that nature, because too many of my brothers are just wandering aimlessly through life as though they cannot find an oasis. They're just roaming upon the desert, barren desert of their life, and that is why we are so efficiently taking each other out with self-loathing and self-hatred.
Hmm.
Sometimes one must know where he come from in order to know where he's going.
There you
and
go.
That has systematically been removed from us, and that's why a ruthless race has come up. And I have also fallen victim to that, but thank the universe that light came on in my head. Whereas we no longer look at each other as brothers and sisters.
Hmm.
That's them against me, me against them. They ain't from my hood, they ain't from my block, all this wonderful thing. I've been guilty of that. But I want to be a beacon of light that rains upon this darkness because, A, we are losing our children. The genocide is rampant, not only in the United States, but across the world. You go to chocolate cities and chocolate countries, genocide is rampant as the world folds its hand and watch us fade away. Could it be a part of some diabolical scheme? I don't know. I'm not that paranoid yet.
I don't know. I just think the strong gonna survive and the weak don't fall along the wayside like it's always been predicted.
You know, and as a matter of fact, I want to encourage everybody. One of my things for Black History Month that I'm reading is a book called To Be a Slave by Julius Lester, where you hear about slavery from the actual mouths of slaves and ex-slaves that were recorded in the Library of Congress. Thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of interview that people managed to skim over for years. So Mr. Lester went and put a collection together where you can hear the actual words. This thing has been so moving to me, so powerful, that I encourage everybody to be a slave by Julius Lester.
People need to understand as well, I think that even though many, many, many years has gone by, you know, there's still that undercurrent prevalent today in this society.
Yeah, it is.
And so, it doesn't matter the circumstances that we started from. It doesn't matter the circumstances and the mistakes that we have made. But at some point, the light bulb must come on, and we must turn the light on so that we can guide the generation that's coming behind us. And that is a feeling that has been lost, especially in my generation. The babies that were born from about, say, 1970 on down. And I make sure I include myself in that, our generation of materialistic capitalists. That is what my esteemed colleague, Mr. Cornel West, calls it. We don't regard each other. All we regard is the Benjamins. Now, don't get me wrong. Your boy Pretty Tony buys his money, man. But at the same time, I have learned to become more careful on those I tread on to get my money. Too many of my brothers are out there that don't want to work for what they get. They'd rather to go take it from somebody else. And the sad part about that, and I want to put this out there for anybody who's out there in radio land listening, for anybody who's going to go into the archives, let me tell you something, man. The hustle game is not a career. It's a come-up. Hold on. I think somebody wants to join the conversation here. 310-806, you're on with us. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing today?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, I was just listening to you guys, and I've been listening for a few weeks. But one of the questions I wanted to ask Pretty Tony, because he seems to be more abrasive on this issue, is do you think due to them taking the religion out of schools and a lot of other areas, is this why this issue seems to keep coming about, this segregation thing, man?
That's a good question, my brother. I believe that that's a really good question.
Yeah.
Religion plays a role in development to help your moral compass point you in the right direction, but I'm not one who believes that you should shove religion down the throat of people. I believe in religion being a guiding tool to help your moral compass, but I also believe that an overzealous system that shoves religion down children's throat ultimately turns them away from it. Case in point, some of the baddest, most freakiest kids you can find are pastor's children. Everybody know that. You understand what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
is religion taking it out of school? Could be. I would give that a small part of the equation because it is necessary to help your moral compass balance up. Because if not, your let's just say the side of you that is all this and all of us that is interested in taboo and stuff will take its course. I want to make sure that I take a quick moment and a big shout out to my folks over there at World Movement, you know, www.worldmovement.com. We over there trying to do positive things. You understand what I'm saying? I want to also make sure I shout everybody out there and let y'all know you want to keep up with your boy Pretty Tony. Don't forget the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Come through and holler. Segregation in our schools, that's what we're talking about today. We are in the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen. We have been sedated. We have been lulled to sleep, and we just too easily let too much slide. We ain't got no fire in our belly no more because our bellies are too big. I'm guilty of it too. But I told you, the light is coming on. I am seeing the forest for the trees, and I'm trying to be one of the little bitty lighthouses on the ocean of life that's saying, wake up, my people. They ain't trying to see us have nothing. They want us locked up. They want us lost in the system. Did you know that almost every other race in the foster care system gets adopted or fostered out much quicker than black children? But yet we have some of the most biggest numbers in the system. We are losing our race, ladies and gentlemen. Talk to them, KB.
I don't know. Well, I always say each one should teach one. It's a personal responsibility that each one should try to do, and we have to make a conscious effort, you know, because that's something that, I don't know, I can't say we were taught as a whole. It was an individual thing. But I think now, you know, it's kind of like an exciting time, man. And like I was saying earlier in regards to the segregation thing, it really might not be a bad thing right about now. I don't see how it would, because we have some fantastic educators. If you look all around the board, all across the spectrum, you're going to see a minority up in there. So if they want to play that thing, that's fine, you know, with me. I would like to have our children learn a little bit more about where they come from, about all the wonderful things that their culture contributed to this society. I would like our kids to know that, and our grandkids.
But that would mean, K. Diddy, that in your ideal scenario, that would mean they were turning over the educational curriculum to us. That has never been suggested.
Well, I would think some of our leaders, some of our multi-millionaires, or should I say minority billionaires, instead of investing in mansions and more Bentleys, they might want to build some schools. You know,
$300,000 to $400,000 for a car will go a long way for some education.
Exactly. And I'm not just talking about one. I'm just talking about, you know, the Oprahs, the Cosbys, and just, you can go on. You can probably come up with a Forbes 500 list about 40, 50, and say if each one of them, man, maybe put 5-10 schools in the mix, if not more. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got the Cosbys, they're doing the school thing, okay? Because they got the colleges in Atlanta. But there are some other well-known people, billionaires,
oh, yeah,
or whatever, that can, you know, you talk about your Maybachs and your this and your that. Okay, that's all cool. But look at your people around you that don't have that. You know, they're striving to get that too. You can put in and educate them to get there.
And we're not even talking about the one that call itself hustlers, players, or just trying to work on it. We're talking about the ones that's going to school and really trying to make something of themselves. One that's trying to put their best foot forward. One that's making an effort, you know, to do something. Those are the ones that need help. And that was a problem I had with Obama giving the banks the money. It didn't get to the people that's actually losing their homes. It didn't get to the people that as a result of the market being upside down and they lost their homes. These are the people that can't even qualify a loan today. So they're still homeless. So I think he should have gave each, every home, head of household, a certain amount of money and made that person accountable for saving themselves instead of giving it back to the same people that caused the problems now. The average individual cannot even qualify a home that was upside down in that fiasco. So what did the bailout help? It didn't help any of us.
No.
I'll tell you who it helped the banks. And what everybody has not been talking about is, and let me be one of the first to put it out there, the government got the money back with significant interest. So a lot of people are talking about the bailout, and they've quietly just let fly under the radar that most of this money has been paid back with a nice chunk of change attached to it that still has not made it down to the people. And the government is supposed to be of the people and by the people. So my question becomes, where did these billions truly go that they received? The billions of dollars in interest that they have just received back on loans they gave out. So though it's not always corporate America, our government is also at fault. But ladies and gentlemen, I must say that regrettably, today's show was only a 30-minute show, but we will be back next week, and we're still going to dig into this some more because this is Black History Month, and Yabeira Pretty Pony is a black man. Lady Joy is a proud black woman. I'm not sure what K. Diddy is, you know.
I'm a other. So don't get this.
Whatever.
K. Diddy is an other.
I ain't scared.
So make sure you tell a friend.
Other.
Yes, me. Make sure you tell a friend to join us next week because we're going to be talking about issues that pertain to us. That's what Can a Player Play is about. It's about playing the game of life.
That's right.
And understanding the game that is afoot here, Watson, out there. And, of course, before we go, I want to make sure, support the movement. Join the movement. The Player Step Your Game Up movement. The three books are out there. Playology. Player Step Your Game Up, and the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? We love y'all, man. You know what I mean? WorldMovement.com. Lady Joy, tell them about your Facebook, and then we're going to roll up out of here.
You can reach me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, LaShawn. Hit me up, because I would love to hear from you, because I ain't scared of none of y'all. And I always post what I'm cooking on Sundays.
Hey, hey.
We're going to take you out on the World Movement tip, man. What It Do, Girl, featuring C9, www.worldmovement.com. Who is she? What is she to you? Autograph copy off the website. Holler at your boy.
Hot track. Phenomena. Trying to welcome y'all back one more time with another exclusive. This goes out to all the lovely ladies. All the grown and sexy, all the fly and fabulous. Ladies, I got one question for y'all. Get a track.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you.
I ain't believe in me. All the girls in the world, and I ain't seen one fine as she. I heard, made me stumble on my words. Made me praise the Lord, hallelujah, but I'm not in church. It works. Locking eyes with the master plan exchange to the names. Need the shaking of the hands. A little conversation, cause I knew I'd make her laugh. It's instant, that instant. The seventh I'ma add, do she have the qualities I'm looking for? Topping all the last that a man could never. material to visuals and living in this girl's world. So of course, a relation I pursue. I bust it so she loves it like a Cupid got the flu. It's true. I ain't seen her fly as you, shawty girl. I'm pursuing. I'ma see what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you.
I'm a lady, pretty lady, cause it's you. I wanna add my things for my dreams. Just throw it in the bag. When we out shopping, don't worry about the tag. The Lexus is breathless, like you sport a gag. Don't trip off what you had. Now you made it to the big league. So much be the swipe that your arms get fatigued. Just ask, baby girl, you can have what you please. If you lack in that plastic, about a double D.